This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival in Farmington, Connecticut, featured winners of its annual Young Poets competition. Most of the winners read poems with religious themes. Emily Ayer reading Blessed Mother, followed by Stephen Frechette and Hannah Katch.
"Hail Mary," she tells us, silhouetted in our bedroom door. She turns away and we get down on our knees, and I pray for her, she who has never felt full of grace. Doggedly, she has taken us to church every Sunday of my youth, pressed us into the pew and hissed, "The Lord is with you, so sit up straight and pay attention." "Blessed art thou among women," she hears, "and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." I gaze at her as she looks away. I think she finds it hard to pray to this woman who is always pictured shining. Holy Mary, surrounded by an impenetrable brightness. Mother of God, she thinks, if only there was one story, one fleeting image of you dirty, exhausted, skin cracked, lips chapped, wrinkled, I'd believe you could pray for us sinners now, could find the small tear of brightness in us and love it. Back in our cramped apartment, it is hard for her to think about what will happen at the hour of our death, when the bone-on-bone grind keeps her in the here and now. I pray for her instead. Amen.
Genesis. The atheist inside me questions God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He doubts that Noah lived 900 years and sailed upon an unbound sea, that Eve rose from Adam's bone-white rib to whisper to the serpent in Eden's paradise. The atheist inside me defies 12 years of Catholic schooling, smothers the eternal flame, and spits out Darwin opposing the Lord's Scripture. The atheist inside me draws my mind from heaven to human, the suffering of millions, the sorrow of one 8-year-old boy. He looks up to see clouds drift across the rising sun.
I had this conversation with God today. He asked me to trust him with my faith. Again, this is an ongoing discussion. He just won't admit that he's got this whole masculine power trip thing going on. "Sorry, dude," I said, "no can do. I can't put my whole existence in your hands. I just can't surrender that much." "But honey," he said, "he's the only one I don't mind calling me that. If you can't trust me, I can't help you." "Well," I said, "what if I listen to everything you have to say and then decide? Otherwise, I'll end up ruled by the Jesus fish on my bumper and the rosary beads on my rear view, and we wouldn't want that now, would we?" And he laughed, that resounding laugh that sounds almost like thunder. And he said, "No, we sure wouldn't." And I said, "Can we try this then?" And he said, "Honey, I don't see why not."
Hannah Katch reading I Had This Conversation with God. We also heard Genesis by Stephen Frechette and Emily Ayer with her poem, Blessed Mother. They were three of the featured poets at this week's Sunken Garden Poetry Festival in Farmington, Connecticut, and winners of the festival's annual Young Poets Competition. Our thanks to producer David Budreese.